With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Deported Salvadoran native Kilimar Abregio-Garcia has been brought back to the U.S., where he'll face criminal charges for allegedly transporting undocumented immigrants within the U.S. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One it's good to have Garcia back in U.S. custody.
So I could see bringing him back. I could see it either way, bringing him back or not bringing him back. But by bringing him back, you show how bad he is. He's a bad guy.
A federal grand jury indicted Garcia for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants. The president also spoke with reporters about the growing U.S. economy.
The country is doing really well. Almost, I think, in a very short period of time, you're going to be saying doing better than it's ever done before. We have hundreds of plants coming in, a lot of jobs are being created. That's what.
U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs amid uncertainty over the ongoing tariff battles. The Department of Labor said Friday hiring fell from a revised 147,000 in April, and the department says the unemployment rate did hold steady at 4.2%. Senior U.S. administration officials will meet with a Chinese delegation on Monday in London for the next round of trade talks between Washington and Beijing. Here's correspondent Ken Lord.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs in global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restored exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
Stocks rose on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on the U.S. job market. This is SRN News. A new look at homosexual marriage around the world. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at srnnews.com, LGBT people in the USA, transgender individuals are more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most LGBT adults believe there's a great deal or fair amounts of acceptance for lesbian and gay people, but about half say that's not true for transgender and so-called non-binary adults. This is SRN News. The Israeli military struck several sites in Beirut's southern suburbs that it said held underground facilities used by Hezbollah for drone production on Thursday of this week. The BBC's Hugo Bachega has more.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock. Israel has carried out frequent airstrikes across Lebanon on targets it says are linked to Hezbollah.
That is BBC's Hugo Bachega reporting. A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon